Follow me now on this journey down into your innermost self. Our guidepost, as always, is the breath. So breathe in and breathe out. Nice and gentle. Nice and easy. Even something as forceful and phenomenal as premature ejaculation is gentle and easy when the subconscious mind is fully engaged. It's through it that we can make things happen automatically with only our focus and intention. Practice isn't always required. But it does help you produce more impressive and more consistent results. Continue breathing. Your lungs and chest are loosening up. Your shoulders are settling. And your third eye is opening. It's the place where all mental images occur. We'll use it more later on, but for now, just feel it gently opening as your heart chakra opens, your sacral chakra opens, you're blooming as a lotus flower. Spreading yourself for me, opening yourself up to my influence. You're doing a beautiful job. Feel the warmth that's emanating from my voice as it moves into your own body. Quite literally, I am entering you through your auditory senses. What a cozy, satisfying feeling. Just stay with me. And the breath easy in, gentle out, easy in, and so gentle out. In the past, you may have enjoyed, or rather, endured orgasms that were driven by tension, driven by force, compulsion, or need. Have you ever had an experience where you've jacked off so much that each subsequent climax seems harder and harder to get? That's a result of sensory burnout. Burning out the nerves in your cock. Burning out your brain cells on porn. It doesn't have to be that way. And as I'm sure you've discovered, there's an upper limit to the kind of pleasure that can be achieved in that manner. But the manner I'm talking about has no such limits. Because instead of forcing the pleasure to manifest, I'm going to teach you to simply let the pleasure erupt. It's already there. Already inside of you is the burning need to express your sexuality, to come for various women under various circumstances, and to do so with abandon. Anything beyond that constitutes an over-effort, which is unwanted and unneeded. Even now, I need you to let go. There's always this underlying urge that men have to be in control of the process. That's not what you want here. What you want is to become sensitive to the orgasm that's constantly, perpetually brewing inside of your body. The perfect storm is always there, like a cyclone troubling your loins. No one can control a cyclone, and no one needs to. You don't need to. So instead of trying to predict what comes next, or anticipating what it's going to be like, I want you to simply let go of your expectations, of your will, and yes, even of your arousal, of your desire. It sounds counterintuitive, but this session isn't about giving you a cheap and dirty and ultimately forgettable climax. It's about relaxing your body so that we can program your mind for future climaxes. Premature ejaculations that occur without friction, that manifest in an instant, but seem to go on forever. I'm going to count to 10 and snap my fingers. And when I do, I'm not going to make you drop. I'm going to let you drop. I want you to focus on that distinction right up until you hear the moment of my finger snap. Ready? One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight, nine, ten. Good boy. That was so beautiful. The way you released yourself giving up your right to know the when and the where and the what and the how to. It's so gentle and easy when you let it be. Let's do that again, shall we? Only this time, I'm going to let you drop twice as deep as you did the first time. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Good boy. I want to remind you now that premature ejaculation is not what you think it is. Yet it's everything that you want it to be. What do I mean by that? I mean if you spend too much time thinking about PEs that you've had in the past, or the perfect, optimized ones you want to have in the future, that you don't give the phenomenon room to be what it is. And what it is the highest and deepest physical pleasure that a man can experience. A particular treat for the submissive man who loves the feeling of not being in control. I want you to embrace that feeling of not being in control, of not knowing, and of not wanting to know. Embrace this. Embrace this, and soon you'll be running to my inbox, telling me how easy it was, how effortless. You won't be able to describe this next level of premature ejaculation experience without letting me know how utterly simple it was for you to achieve. Simpler than you ever thought it could be. You're going to let yourself drop one more time. And immediately after you hear the snap of my fingers, you will turn your attention to your inner eye. That is, with your eyes closed, I want you to focus both your eyeballs upward and inward to the center of your forehead, right where the bridge of your nose ends. And you will do this after the finger snap at the count of 10, immediately and without thought. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Very good, my darling. You'll know that those eyes are in just the right place when you feel a pleasant sort of pressure or tension inside your third eye. It's now that we begin our guided visualization. This too is simple and easy. The pictures you see will not be crystal clear. They don't have to be. And if you can't see anything, simply just imagine that you do. And I promise it will be enough. I want you to picture yourself somewhere in your home, seated where you are most comfortable. There should be a hard surface in front of you. It can be a table, a desk, a bureau, even a breakfast bar. Just whatever you would normally sit at. I want you to physically feel yourself seated at this table. The feeling of actually being there is more important than the visuals. And if you feel yourself in thoroughly, then the visuals will likely follow. So feel yourself in this familiar chair, at this familiar desk or table. And you are completely nude. Your nudity feels comfortable. It also feels sexy and erotic to you. This is due in part to the fact that you happen to be rock hard. As you feel yourself seated, feel your cock standing up straight and pressed firmly against your abdomen. You cannot remember the last time you were so hard. Not only does your cock feel like it's bordering on the brink of orgasm, it looks like it too. In almost an exaggerated way. In your mind's eye, I want you to look down at your cock and note how swollen it is. Much more swollen than normal. Almost alarmingly so. But it's not alarming, because you can feel how horny you are. This is a whole other level of horniness. The intensity is there, yet you feel calm and serene as you regard your dick. Note every vein standing out in stark relief. Notice the pre-cum dripping messily down the head, coating your entire dick. Feel how turgid it is, how it strains upward, strains outward in its swelling. And if you look closely enough, you can actually see it throb in the candlelight. That's correct. Candlelight. On this table before you is a lit candle. A real lit candle. Not one of those electrical ones. It flickers romantically in the dark, casting light and shadow over your big, hard, handsome cock. Now regard the flame. Fix your attention on it, on its orangeness, on its brightness. Watch how it dances. You are fully immersed in this flickering candlelight. Breathe through it. Your cock demands your attention back. It wants it, and that's okay. That's natural. But instead, you choose to pull the focus from your cock and place it right on the flickering flame where it belongs. Just hold it there. Hold it. Leave your attention there for a solid minute as you listen to the sound of flickering flame. During this minute, your objective is to lock in and focus on that candle, as you never have focused on anything else in your life. It's just for a minute. You can hold your attention on anything for a minute. It's only 60 seconds. Beginning now, I'll rejoin you shortly. Good. Now hold it. Hold it. Let my voice be as background noise. Let your swollen, massive cock be a background sensation as you focus your entire being on this candle. I'm about to utter a phrase. We witches would call these magic words, but in good old-fashioned mesmeric practice, they are known simply as trigger words. You're not likely to hear these words out in nature. You will only repeat them when you're alone and when you are ready to have a premature ejaculation. The words are pleasure eruptus. Pleasure eruptus. Pleasure eruptus. Pleasure eruptus. Pleasure eruptus. Pleasure eruptus. Don't repeat it to yourself just yet. Instead, I want you not to move your focus from the candle, but to share that focus with your cock. Imagine that you could see both at once. and that you were equally attentive to both at the same time. I'm going to count to five. After five, I will utter the trigger phrase, pleasure eruptus, and you will utter it with me. As you do so, you will see your cock begin to spurt out cum, and feel your naked body rock with wave after wave of pleasurable orgasm. Allow these sensations to feel just as real as me talking to you right now. You can move your body in real life, or even cry out if you need to or want to. What matters is that you keep your focus on the candle. Keep your focus on cock and candle. Remember, pleasure eruptus. You will say it with me, and you will repeat it until this file comes to an end. Ready? Good. One. Two, three, four, five. Pleasure eruptus. Good boy, watch that cock pouring out. And oh, it feels so, so good. You're so sensitive that even the flickers of the candlelight are arousing to you in mid-orgasm. Each flicker, each sensation, each spurt of cum seems to trigger the next as you repeat, pleasure eruptus, repeated with the background. Listen along and keep repeating. You might visualize your cock pouring forth a never-ending bounty of semen. Or you may see it firing off great jets of cum, one after the other after the other. The volume and velocity not flagging one bit. And you can keep this going for as long as you like. In a moment, I will leave you with this visualization, the sound of fire, and the background enchantment of pleasure eruptus. But before I do, I want your mind to register a few things. First of all, your candle has a color. It's a color that you came up with, not me, as I never specified what color the candle should be. It also has a shape. It may be a votive, or a pillar, or a taper. Whatever it is, when this recording concludes, you're going to purchase a candle, a real-life candle, that looks just like the one you're imagining now. And when you're ready to train, when you're ready to cast this newly imparted spell over yourself, all you have to do is light the candle, strip naked, Sit quietly and repeat to yourself, pleasure eruptus, pleasure eruptus. You're going to meditate on that phrase in a real life version of the scene you're imagining right now. And you will practice this just as often as you can. The result will be your cock actually matching in real life all the other elements of your scene. Your home, your table, your chair, your body are all real. The candle you're seeing is real. It exists out there in the world, and you're going to find it and buy it. You will light a real flame, and you will have a true premature ejaculation, one that is simple, easy, effortless, and triggered by your very own self. Using the magic spell of my making, pleasure eruptus. This file will go for 5 more minutes, allowing you to immerse yourself deeply so that your subconscious makes the connection between what you're visualizing and what you're manifesting in real life. The more you train, the better and faster your results will come. And they will come. You will as well, if you haven't already. I'm Goddess Athalia, and I'd like to thank you for joining me for this guided meditation. I wish you health, wealth, and many, many incidences of pleasure eruptus.
Pleasure eruptus. Pleasure eruptus. Pleasure.